Why the biggest YouTube family just went to Netflix, Jordan Matter, by Colin and Samia, 38 minutes. Colin sits down with Jordan Matter to unpack his unprecedented talent deal with Netflix, how an 87,000-person mall event proved creator audiences are different from celebrity fanbases, why his daughter Salish Matter is statistically more searched than Taylor Swift, and what this convergence of YouTube and Hollywood actually means for the future of entertainment. Section 1, the deal that nobody else has. Jordan Matter has signed what he describes as a very unique deal that nobody else has been given up to this point. Unlike the development deals that creators like Alan Chicken Chow or Jimmy with Beast Games have received, where they present a show with a budget and the streaming service greenlights it, Jordan and Salish have what is called a talent deal. Over the next 3 years, they will create 3 to 4 shows for Netflix, with creative control over those shows. What those shows will be is still up in the air. They are in the process of developing them now, with lots of meetings and creative sessions. Netflix has their own team developing ideas, Jordan is developing ideas, and they come together to talk about them. Both sides have to greenlight any concept. Netflix cannot say you have to do this, and Jordan cannot say they have to do this. Once they agree on a show together, they go into pre-production. The deal started when Jordan and his team spent 1.5 years developing an animated show. They took it out to the market, meeting with Amazon, Disney, Netflix, and others. But right when they were starting to get those meetings, they launched their skincare brand Sincerely Yours at the Sephora in the American Dream Mall in New Jersey. 87,000 people showed up, and they had to shut down the mall. It was the largest creator event in history. Section 2. Why 87,000 people at a mall changes everything. Colin frames this moment brilliantly. He describes the current landscape as the abundance era of content, with 20 million videos uploaded to YouTube every day, 95 million photos and videos to Instagram, and 23 million videos to TikTok. In that sea of content, a moment like the American Dream Mall event signifies something concrete. Out of 20 million videos uploaded every day, these videos clearly matter to people. Jordan shares some remarkable data about the channel. They usually get anywhere from 8 to 10 million views in the first week, and about 40 million over time per video. Mostly US-based, not dubbed views except for Spanish dub that goes up a week late. They are not on YouTube Kids. All content is long form, about 30 minutes, with watch time retention between 48 and 52%. Colin's reaction to that retention number is genuine shock, calling it insane. The conversation turns to the nature of creator audiences versus celebrity audiences. Jordan makes a compelling distinction by telling a story from their Sephora pitch meeting. Sephora had no idea who they were, and after seeing the data, asked why their product would sell better than Ariana Grande's beauty line, which had underperformed. Jordan asked the Sephora executive if she was a fan of Ariana Grande. She said sure. He asked, what's the color of her bedroom? What's the name of her dog? Section 3, Salish Matter and the Fame Paradox. Salish Matter is the number one most searched birthday on Famous Birthdays, over Taylor Swift. She is one of the most popular people in the world within her demographic. And yet, as Jordan reveals with a touch of pride and concern, Salish has no real interest in fame. She loves making content, but doesn't want to be the most famous person on the planet. This creates a complex tension with the Netflix deal. Jordan has been having honest conversations with his daughter about what increased exposure means. He tells her, look, we go to Netflix, and a lot of people are going to have opinions. Those opinions might come for no reason. Who is this 16-year-old who is suddenly on Netflix? Why do I care? Let me knock her down a few pegs. Salish told her father that if she could go to a mall and nobody knows who she is, that would be a great day for her. Jordan acknowledges the irony. The Netflix deal might take her further from that mall experience. Jordan describes the dance they have been doing, constantly checking in and asking, are you good? He notes somewhat wryly that one of the benefits of failure would be anonymity. If we succeed, that's awesome. If we fail, you can go to the mall. Jordan is emphatic about the importance of honoring this dynamic. He never wanted a relationship with Salish built on acrimony. Every week they check in. Do you feel like filming this week? How do you like this idea? If you want to stop, just give me 3 months' notice so we can wind things down. For Jordan, the deal represents 3 more years of memories together. That, he says, is all that matters as a dad. Netflix has also been respectful about this. Section 4, what success looks like and whether this moment lasts. When Colin asks what success looks like, Jordan's answer is immediate and ambitious. Number one show on Netflix. That would be success for both sides. He recognizes it might not happen, but that's the target. Jordan believes Netflix is less interested in driving subscribers and more interested in relevance and owning the creator space. They get the passion of the audience, the creativity, and the quick turnaround that creators are used to. Colin then pushes on the bigger question. Is this moment over in 1 year? Are streaming platforms going to look back and say we overpaid? Specifically in podcasting, Colin wonders if Netflix podcasts will even be a conversation in 12 months. Jordan thinks it comes down to quality of content. Netflix doesn't need more content. They need unique content. As long as creators can deliver that, platforms will stay excited. But then Jordan asks a pointed counter question. Jordan gets honest about the challenge. On YouTube, they make a 30-minute video every week. Their process is Tuesday through Saturday for pre-production and Sunday for filming, all in one day so Salish can have a regular life. Making 30-minute videos with 50% retention in a single filming day is incredibly hard. Now they need to make 10 hours of content for a single show. The difference between 30 minutes and a 10-episode series with one arc is massive. Section 5. The pairing of creators and Hollywood. Carlin raises a fascinating prediction about the future of creator Hollywood deals. Right now, the industry looks at creators as one-stop-shop production houses. Come up with the idea, do everything, bring us a show. Carlin thinks the correction that will happen is a packaging and pairing of talent. Jordan knows a lot about capturing attention online, but there's also a great director and showrunner who has been doing this for 25 years. What happens when that's a show team? Carlin saw this firsthand with Beast Games. Jimmy's team and the traditional reality competition team were butting heads in season 1, which was the whole concept of Carlin and Samir's behind-the-scenes piece. But when they came together, it became a really powerful team. Season 2's twists at the end of every episode are some of the best twists Carlin has ever seen in reality TV. He called Jimmy and told him that season 1 was cool, but season 2 made him realize this could be a franchise. Carlin also references a conversation with Daniel Ek, the founder of Spotify, about the moment of the $250 million Joe Rogan deal and the $60 million Call Her Daddy deal. Ek's answer was that he wanted to inject energy into the space. If Spotify was going to be a podcasting company, podcasting needed to be aspirational. Carlin wonders if that's partially what's happening with Netflix and creators now. Jordan agrees. Section 6. Pitching shows in real time. One of the most entertaining parts of the conversation is when Carlin starts pitching Netflix show ideas live on camera. He notes that a lot of what works on Netflix is death and disaster, murder mysteries, poop cruises and documentaries. But in the wholesome direction, what works is transformation, like Queer Eye. Jordan reveals that one of their ideas was actually incubated at the Spotters Summit with Matt and Rebecca, and it does rhyme with that transformation concept. Carlin then pitches a parent versus kid cooking competition show, where Salish and a celebrity kid like K.H. Lo Kardashian's daughter compete in a room. Then the parents swap in without knowing what the kids were doing and have to continue from where they left off. The idea builds with each iteration until Carlin suggests the series finale could be them opening a restaurant with every dish they made along the way. Jordan lights up at this because it is exactly the kind of thing you cannot do on YouTube. Section 7. How YouTube feels and the net benefit argument. Carlin asks the practical question of how YouTube feels about its biggest creators doing Netflix deals. Jordan says YouTube has asked whether these creators will continue making content on the platform, and he has assured them he plans to keep making weekly uploads. He sees YouTube as the foundation and springboard. Once you take your eye off YouTube content, you lose all the advantages of being a creator, because you have no way to get people to see your show or stay interested in you. Carlin makes a sharp economic observation. It is always to YouTube's benefit that they don't have to cut you the check that Netflix just cut you, and you will still upload. If Jordan uploaded 50% less, it would impact his fans more than it would impact YouTube. Jordan agrees. They are renting real estate on YouTube. He doesn't know how much it would impact YouTube at all if they left altogether, though if everyone starts leaving, then it becomes a problem. But Carlin flips the narrative. Having creators get Netflix deals is actually a net benefit to YouTube, because it clarifies to the advertising market that what is happening on YouTube is worthy. Jimmy getting elevated is only positive. He is still uploading, maybe 20% less, though actually he has added gaming and reacts channels back, so he is uploading more somehow. Carlin doubts any creator who truly understands the funnel would consider stopping their YouTube posting. Key takeaways. First, Jordan and Salish Matter's Netflix talent deal is structurally different from other creator deals. It gives them creative control to develop 3 to 4 shows over 3 years without having to arrive with a finished concept. Second, the 87,000 person turnout at the American Dream Mall was the inflection point that transformed the relationship from an animated show pitch into a broader talent partnership.